Let us take a look at the story about Gemma Di Giorgio, who was born without pupils, totally blind, seemingly an impossible condition to cure. So could Padre Pio help her? Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. My name is Edward Urban, presenting our channel in which we investigate the absolutely incredible life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help or intercession, then do stay tuned to the channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And we hope that you'll be amazed at the stories about Padre Pio. And let us go back to our story now. Gemma was born on Christmas Day in Sicily, and that is in 1939. And it soon became apparent to her parents that there was something very wrong with Gemma's eyesight. So when she was just 3 months old, she was taken to see the local doctor, who referred her to an eye specialist. And Gemma was examined by two separate ophthalmologists who both independently declared or came to the conclusion that Gemma had no pupils in her eyes and that she would never be able to see. So poor little Gemma, imagine being born blind. What a trial that must have been. And of course, the pupil of the eye is that part that contains the lens, which is absolutely essential to focus the light on the back of the eye. Though it also seems that without a pupil, the light actually has no means of entering the eye. So that was Gemma's situation. Not easy, I'm sure you would agree. However, at the local church, they had not given up on poor Gemma, and everyone offered all their prayers for her healing. And then one of their relatives, one of the family relatives, was a devout nun, and she advised them that in their prayers they should entrust Gemma to Padre Pio. So of course Gemma's grandmother asked the nun please to arrange for a letter to be sent to Padre Pio, and this letter was duly sent. Sometime later, the same nun had a vivid dream in which she saw Padre Pio, who asked her, "Where is Gemma?" And now in this dream, this is quite interesting, she introduced Gemma to Padre Pio. So this is happening in the dream. And just remember that fact for a little later on. We'll see how it applies. The following day, a letter arrived in the post for the nun from Padre Pio. Of course, she was absolutely amazed. Was this just a coincidence that the letter arrived just after the dream? And so she advised the family to take Gemma to San Giovanni Rotondo in order to see Padre Pio. She saw this as a sign. And finally, when Gemma was 7 years old, she and her grandmother made the trip to see Padre Pio from Sicily to San Giovanni Rotondo. And surprisingly, during the trip, Gemma told her grandmother that she could see some of the landscapes outside. She's totally blind, but she's claiming to see the landscapes. Of course, the grandmother knew better and thought that Gemma was just imagining things. However, when they arrived at San Giovanni Rotondo, to the great surprise of the grandmother, Padre Pio came directly over to them and called Gemma by her name. So how did Padre Pio know the name of Gemma, or even who Gemma was? Perhaps it relates back to that dream, the incident in the dream where the nun had introduced Padre Pio to Gemma. Who knows? And thereafter, Gemma went to confession with Padre Pio. And of course, her grandmother stressed to her that she must ask Padre Pio for the healing of her eyes. But poor old Gemma, she was just 7 years old at that stage, and it was too much to ask of her. She forgot completely to ask for the healing. And when the grandmother heard of this afterwards, she was very distressed. Had this whole trip been for nothing, in vain? So, later, when the grandmother went to confession with Padre Pio, she made sure that she asked Padre Pio for the healing of poor Gemma's eyes. To which Padre Pio replied, "Do you have faith, my daughter? The child must not weep, and neither must you, for the child sees." So maybe Padre Pio was confirming there that Gemma had seen the landscapes when they were traveling there on the train. And shortly thereafter, Padre Pio gave the child communion and blessed both of her eyes. After which they returned home. Both Gemma and her grandmother returned home. However, on the trip, the grandmother became so tired that she had to be admitted to a hospital in Corsenza on the way home. A little bit of rest, and Gemma's grandmother recovered pretty quickly, popped back. She was not going to waste the opportunity, however, so when the specialist came along, she asked her please to examine Gemma's eyes. He examined the eyes and came to the exact same conclusion. She has no pupils. She is blind. But the thought of what Padre Pio had said, she can see, kept on going around in the grandmother's head. So she's a bit stubborn and she insisted to the doctor that Gemma could see. The doctor just wanted to get this out of the way, and so he did a little test to prove that she could not see. And he picked up some objects and showed them to Gemma, and to his absolute surprise, Gemma could recognize these objects. She still had no pupils, but she could recognize the objects. So then he had to do other tests, and he held up his hand and did various how many finger tests, things like that, and she continued to get it right. Seemed that she was seeing. So now, what was the doctor going to make of all of this? She cannot see, she has no pupils, she seems to be seeing. His conclusion, without pupils, one cannot see, he said. And he followed up with, this can only be a miracle. And in the future, of course, she was examined by many other doctors and specialists. All of them came to the identical conclusion. She has no pupils. She cannot see. She must be blind. But she sees. And her eyesight continued to improve with time. Now, many years later, and this is in 1967, she had an interview. Gemma had an interview with a journalist. And the journalist described that Gemma still looks blind, but she definitely sees. And then similarly, in 1971, a father, John Schemer, had this description of Gemma. He said, she looks blind, her eyes are shallow and lusterless. But there is no doubt that she can see, because while he had been sitting there, she reached for a phone book, read a number, and made a call right in front of him. Somehow got it right. And so we've seen how Gemma Giorgio received her eyesight through Padre Pio's prayers and intercession, being able to see despite still having no pupils. And if you're new to our channel, then please do share the videos, also like the videos, and please subscribe to our channel. Thereafter, you must click that reminder bell. And if you're viewing on a cell or a tablet, you'll have to switch YouTube notifications on. Continue watching our videos. We have our most popular videos, videos selected specially for you, and also how to enroll your mass prayer intentions.